Back here on the UPMC Health Plan and UPMC Hammett Intermission Report with Executive Director from NWPA Pride Alliance, Alex Spoon. Welcome into the broadcast booth.
Thanks for having me.
It is always a pleasure to be able to work with the NWPA Pride Alliance. Obviously, we were part of the Pride Picnic earlier in the summer, which feels like a million years ago at this point. But another Pride night here with the Erie Otters. Before we begin, who and what is NWPA Pride?
So NWPA Pride is the local organization that hosts all of the Pride events in the city of Erie and a little bit outside of the city of Erie. So we're the one that hosts the big Pride parade and festival at downtown Perry Square every June.
Pride night here tonight for the Erie Otters with specialty Pride-themed T-shirts. You're rocking one yourself. They are terrific looking. What is the importance of being able to be represented with something like a Pride night here, especially in Erie?
I think the importance of sports across the board have become a lot more welcoming. When I was growing up, this wasn't something that you saw. So as a young gay boy, it kind of deterred me from going into sports. So doing stuff like this really shows the acceptance of it. And I was really impressed to show up the pregame. Not only did the Erie Otters have Pride tape on their sticks,
yeah,
so did the visiting team. So stuff like that is a huge signal that, you know what, this sport is welcoming and they want everybody to come attend and participate.
It shows the progression of the sport and the progression in thankfully in the 21st century that hasn't taken a ton of time, but you know, it's important for these community partnerships to exist, and especially here in Erie. I think I saw a statistic a couple of weeks ago that Erie's a top five transgender-friendly community, which is huge here. To be able to have continued representation at the game like this, how important are community events like a Pride night for not just Pride, but the LGBT plus community?
They're super important. You know, where the changes happen are when people have one-on-one conversations. So by bringing people out to this, they see that, and then they seek the information to really start that change and spark the change in the community. And Erie's been great. I've worked with a lot of the local teams and a lot of the local organizations. They're really great about welcoming everybody out to all the events.
Here with Alex Spoon from the NWPA Pride Alliance. It is Pride night on this March 4 from the Erie Insurance Arena. We're just a few short months away from Pride Month. What kind of special events does Pride Alliance have coming up?
You know, we're thrilled to be back, bigger and better than ever. This is our return to in-person. The last 2 years we've been virtual, so we're going to have our Pride Picnic on the 25th of June. Or not our Pride Picnic, our Pride Festival and our parade. We're expecting probably close to 5,000 people to attend this year.
Wow.
So I know we were lucky enough to have the Otters at the last one, and we're looking forward to having them again. And we also have a Drive Your Pride going on, which is an event that was created during the pandemic.
Okay.
It was kind of our drive around the peninsula in a socially distant manner.
Yeah.
And a lot of people loved it. So we plan to do that again this year. And then we'll also have our picnic again in the in August. And we've got a lot of other events. Great community partners we like working with. The Erie Seawolves. They're able to have a game during June. Hockey isn't played in June, or else we'd love to have a hockey game in June. But we got to work with the schedule. So we're looking to do all that kind of stuff again this year.
The Pride Alliance has been around for a long time. And now as we, fingers continue to be crossed, move out of the pandemic and more into a state of normality, whatever that looks like, what else is up ahead in 2022 and looking into next year for the Alliance?
We're looking just to continue to grow. We have a lot of great partnerships coming. We have on the 30th of March, we have a first-of-its-kind social hour that we're doing with Underdog Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
So they're kind of a big name that has hit the scene in the last year or two that they approached us about doing an event. So it's going to be a social hour. So we're going to have some resources there, some HIV testing, mental health resources, smoking cessation resources, because the LGBT community has a much higher smoking rate than non-LGBT communities. So we're going to have a lot of those kind of events just coming, and we're looking to possibly even branch down into the Crawford County area. So we can't announce anything official on that yet, but
sure,
we're looking into it. So we're excited for that.
It's Pride night here at the Erie Insurance Arena. We're here with Alex Spoon from the NWPA Pride Alliance. Where can people go if they want to learn more information about the work being done by the Alliance?
Our social media is really active. Our Instagram, our Facebook, just NWPA Pride. NWPApride.org is another great thing. Also, if you're looking for other stuff going on within the LGBT community, one of our sister organizations, Erie Gay News, has a lot of the day-to-day schedule of events that's happening across all the different LGBT organizations.
And what kind of opportunities are there for people to join, to get involved, and to be part of the Alliance?
You know, our biggest thing is we're looking for people just to come out and enjoy themselves and show their pride. We certainly have a board of directors that we add people to every year. We do that in the fall, and you can follow our socials and whatnot to see when we're doing that. But the biggest thing is to come out and just represent our community by attending our pride, by attending the specialty nights like tonight with the Otters. This is something that this is our second time doing it, and we've grown each time. And we even had to take a 2-year break because of a pandemic. So it's something that we've grown, and we're excited to do the kind of stuff. This sends a huge message to the community, and to have partners like the Otters welcome us is something that I know I personally enjoy, and so do a bunch of the people that are attending tonight.
Well, it's been a pleasure to work with you guys for the last 2 seasons, and we're looking forward to an even bigger and better night next year. Alex, absolutely a pleasure. I know we'll be seeing a lot more of each other going into the summer with all the different events going on. But Alex from NWPA Pride Alliance, always a pleasure to talk with you. Always a pleasure to have you here. And a happy Pride Night to everybody here.
Thanks.
All right, we will step aside momentarily and rejoin you for the rest of the UPMC Health Plan and UPMC Hammett Intermission Report.